You are now listening to the 1v1 podcast.
And we are recording. I wanna make sure. I wanna make sure first.
Bye.
Before we fully go into it. Alright. So I wanna see if you can hear. Cause I wanna share my screen. I wanna make sure you can hear when I share my screen.
Okay.
I looked through some YouTube videos and they say it should work now. I went through some settings. Alright.
Okay. Or so the devil thinks. Because the 20 years of research that Kazuya has done.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Just wanted to make sure. Because last time I tried screen sharing, you know, there was no audio on that shit, so. Alright. Speaking of Tekken, you see the demo released on PS5?
I actually have not.
You didn't, bro? I ain't gonna lie. Hold on. That shit was looking good, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That shit looking better than Street Fighter 6. That shit looking better than Mortal Kombat 1. I ain't gonna lie. I might go pro with this one. Gary gonna see me with this one. Cause it looks so good just from like I've seen from other people playing it and shit. Like the rage in here that they got. Hold on, I'm gonna share my screen again. Just so that we can just see this, like some of the landscapes back here, it's nice.
So that I can't see.
Oh, you can't see it?
No, it just shows your profile picture.
Damn, hold on, what? Discord, what's going on? What's going on with you, Discord? Right.
What did you do with the settings or what?
No, I just kept the same. Well, beforehand, how I captured the audio, I had to go into like videos and voice, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And turn a couple switches on. Let me see.
Nope, still can't see it, buddy.
Damn, you know what's where I can see it? Like playing off of like Discord. It's so weird. Anyway, I'll let you just look it up whenever. Like this Tekken 8 is looking so goddamn good in here, bro. It's looking like a lot more fluid than 7 was. 7 was it was good, but you know, it has like some issues going on with it. But this Tekken 8 just look like it's gonna be amazing. I can't wait till I get my Eddie on here in this game. Mm. R.I.P. Gary. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, you know, I got a lot of things I want to talk about when it comes to some of these gamers out here, bro. Honestly.
Okay.
Before we get into that, welcome everybody. It's the 1v1 podcast. We are back again with episode 69. No pun intended. But got my co-host right here. Chaotic, say what's up to the people.
What up?
Indeed so. And it's me. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy.
They don't.
So I was born in a small town in Kansas. had superpowers and shit, adopted. Anyway.
This motherfucker.
But I mean, yeah. I just want to start us off with by saying there's a lot of casuals in this gaming space, bro. Honestly.
What's a casual?
Okay, so a casual is basically somebody who's not in the culture, right? You would think of them more as a tourist, you know? They're around there, but they're not from there. You know what I'm saying? So they're kind of like new to the area. They'll basically be the ones who play Call of Duty a lot. That's a lot in their rotation. The NBA 2K, Madden. Those are basically most of the games they usually play. So, with that whole Game Awards shit going on, and Spider-Man 2 not winning anything, it has exposed a lot of people that are casuals, bro. Have you seen some of the tweets that was going around? A lot of people saying,
Honestly, no. I haven't. Honestly, I didn't see any tweets about it. I just saw like a lot of like Baldur's Gate stuff, but I didn't really see anything on Spider-Man, so I don't think I have like a, what is it, like one of those since you follow so-and-so type shit.
Mm-hmm.
No. Give me one. What kind of tweets did you see?
I've seen a lot of people sitting here going, oh, how can this be? How come Baldur's Gate 3 went over Spider-Man 2? Like, have they not seen these? And the thing is, that when they're trying to show, like, you know, how can Baldur's Gate went over this? They're showing just plain cutscenes. It was one where Miles Morales and I think Spider-Man was going up against Sandman. Just cutscenes. A lot of it was just cutscenes. And somebody else posted up the same thing. Like, I just don't understand. Baldur's Gate beat this? And it's like, it's a cutscene of just Venom. And so it really got me thinking, a lot of these casuals who are caping so hard for, of course, you know, the dominant console in the market, PlayStation, and of course, Spider-Man. Everybody loves Spider-Man. But they're capping so hard for supposedly gameplay, but it's constantly, you know, cutscenes that they show. And it just shows that these people don't care about gameplay mechanics, don't care about how any of these features really improve the gameplay. They just see cutscenes and go, oh, press square. And they think that's like the max of the max of gameplay. They don't think Baldur's Gate 3 could even at any point have better gameplay mechanics. It's just kind of weird. So have you never seen like anybody post any Spider-Man clips or anything like that? Because a lot of these people just come across as like they don't know what they're talking about almost.
I've seen clips, but I've never seen like really much that type of stuff. I did have a friend at work, my friend Parker, who's heavily into PlayStation as well.
Mm-hmm.
He did mention the whole like thing of like Baldur's Gate being boring, and he didn't know why that one over Spider-Man and stuff. I kind of told him, I was like, you know what, man, look, it is what it is. There's more to do in Baldur's Gate than there really is to do in Spider-Man. I was like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, maybe the story was incredible in Spider-Man, but I can't say anything about Baldur's Gate because I've never played Baldur's Gate. So I don't know where the story leads. I don't know what it's about. I don't know how, you know, deep the story goes and stuff like that. So I kind of told him, I said, I mean, it is what it is, man. Fuck it.
And you know, when I'm talking about casuals a lot, these are the people, in my opinion, they ruin a lot of things in the game industry. A lot of times, obviously, casuals have a lot of extended money, although just willing to just throw it out. That's why a lot of these mobile games just take off so easily. You know, they make so much money. It's insane because these casuals, they don't care. They constantly throw money at the screen. And honestly, I think that's the reason why a lot of these games and games companies are just not putting out the quality that they could be doing. It's because they're trying to pander to the casuals. And it's not even just regular people. It's influencers too who are just casuals. But it's like they're, I don't want to say they're fronting or just like pretending to be gamers, but it really comes across that they don't know anything. Mm.
It just
goes. Damn. So I really wanted this capture shit to work on Discord. Cause I have this clip of
Well, send me the link here on Discord. Yeah, so I could play it with you.
Gotcha.
That way I can see what you're talking about.
There you go.
Okay. Yikes. So who am I paying attention to? The dude at the bottom or the dude at the top?
The dude at the top. Well, the guy at the bottom is going to be explaining some of the things, but
okay.
The dude at the top is the main guy I want to reflect on. So I'm going to play it at 3, 2, 1.
It just goes to show you that every Spider-Man 2 fan don't play video games outside of their own interests. And I think what's funny about Spider-Man 2 losing is the fact that y'all were the most toxic. Y'all were the ones that were saying that every other video game was mid. And y'all said that Baldur's Gate 3 and Zelda was for nerds. Well, it's funny because the nerds won. And
you want an award show. Bro, like, you want an award show, my nigga. Like, you're in your work car right now making a video about Baldur's Gate 3, my nigga. What the fuck? Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. The only reason niggas even agree with this take is because it's unpopular. Like if Baldur's Gate 3 was a massive game and Spider-Man was the smaller game in terms of just, like, popularity, then people would have the opposite reaction. Let's keep it a buck, bro. Niggas is obsessed with having Niggas is obsessed with supporting things they feel like are down here in the totem pole. My nigga, you mean to tell me Spider-Man lost narrative, Spider-Man lost best action, and Spider-Man lost game of the year?
Okay. I don't know about you, but I made it towards the end.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I think it ended at the same time.
Yeah. So that was Double Agent, big YouTuber. I actually kind of follow on and off again, watch some of his videos, AMP. this is something that I've seen a lot of times in these gaming spaces. People that think they know what they're talking about, people who think that they're educated enough to kind of give their opinion. And like, this is just not a really good look for a person like him, because I believe in in the next video, the guy actually went off on him, but I can't find that one. But you know, it's just even going after this guy, because he even talks about, like, you know, oh, you know, you're sitting there in your truck and you're talking about video games. Like, you know, him as a creator talking to a regular person like that, it doesn't really pay him as the best, you know, light.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes across as, like, a lot of these people are even just influencers are very casual, but they kind of dictate and it kind of are like the loudest when it comes in the gaming community. So I just want to give you, I just want to hear your take about this whole casual thing that's going on more in the industry.
Well, I mean, I think, and honestly, can I word this? So, I mean, for me personally, right, obviously, you know, I mean, you know how I felt about Spider-Man, right? But I mean, obviously, I've been more outside of the box than just Spider-Man. I've played a few games that are outside of just something casual as Spider-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree with the guy at the bottom. I mean, the majority of the people that kind of just stick to the basic games, I think it's time that they kind of got to expand their library a little bit, right? Because I think that's who I've always had that conversation with. I don't remember who it was, but we used to talk about it a lot, and it used to be about expanding, like, their gaming library, like staying away from the regular stuff that they're used to playing and kind of like going outside of their zone. You know, like, kind of like for example, Parker won't play games that have to do with bloody and gore because he finds it disgusting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he won't touch anything that has to do with that. So he'll watch a streamer play it, but in the end, he's there, you know, calling it trash and boring. And at time, you know, you gotta try it. Like, you never know, like, it might spark up an interest and stuff. But I mean, I agree with the guy at the bottom. I mean, it does suck to see Spider-Man really not win anything, right? To me, it is what it is. Like, I'm not going to sit here and bitch and complain about it, because, I mean, I've never played Baldur's Gate 3. I can't sit here and say that, you know, Baldur's didn't deserve, whether it was Game of the Year or the guy winning, you know, the voice acting of the year for Baldur's Gate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it is just an award show. But I mean, at the end of it, we gotta be supportive to games that aren't naturally what we're used to playing, right? Like Baldur's Gate or like Diablo and all those type of games, those aren't for me, right? I mean, I've told you this. Like, I've never been one into those type of point and click type games. But at the end of the day, I mean, the good thing is that a video game won. And I mean, we just kind of gotta support the games that win, whether it's the games that we want to win or the games we don't. I mean, look at what happened. I mean, The Last of Us 2 was a big time cutscene game, right? And it stole glory from Ghost of Tsushima, right? As much as I loved The Last of Us 2, everyone can agree that Ghost of Tsushima deserved the win, because Ghost of Tsushima stepped out of that box. It wasn't just cutscenes. It was a mixture of everything. Like, Ghost of Tsushima was everything that year, and The Last of Us took it. So, I mean, I didn't agree with that win, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel. People gotta step out of their box, man. They gotta stop playing the same shit over and over, man. Go play some fucking Snake. Go play some fucking Tetris. Go play some fucking Miss Pac-Man and all that.
That's true. I 100% agree on that. A lot of people have to change their palate, you know, get different, you know, flavor in their system. Again, chicken is cool. Chicken is cool. I can go back to chicken, right? You can fry, die, lay it to the side, all different types of ways of chicken, right? There's different ways to eat it. It's cool. But I want some burritos. I want some hamburgers. I want something different. This is kind of why I'm saying to a lot of people who are kind of stuck in the same mode, in the same kind of, you know, saying this like that, like NBA 2K. Like a lot of people just for some reason can't just grasp that something that's different.
Yeah,
that's what they're used to playing could be just a certified winner in the industry.
Yeah, it's kind of like don't be complacent, mm-hmm. right? We can't be complacent because you know what? My good friend, like my childhood best friend, Dwayne, was like that. I mean, and him and I were like that too. Him and I would buy Madden every single year to the point where like I kind of just got sick of spending money on the same game, different players. There was really nothing different. The only reason why I was more attracted to the old school Maddens was because each year was different. They tried adding, you know, like halftime performances. They tried adding like different things. But then after that, I kind of was like looking at it and I was like, I mean, that's cool and all, but it's pretty much the same game. It's the same teams. It's the same, you know, things. And that's how I felt with 2K, because 2K, after playing 2K18, I believe, with Kobe on the cover, that was the first time I had ever played NBA 2K.
Right.
I found it immaculate. I thought it was incredible the way, you know, it was compared to EA's fucking NBA, right? But after a while, I mean, it's just new players, same teams. New players, same teams on a constant yearly basis. Nothing mm-hmm. changes. So it was to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to spend money on this anymore. So every year he'll ask me, are you going to get the new Madden? And I'm like, I mean, I'll look at it, but honestly, probably not. No, because if it's the same thing from Madden 2020 and Madden 21, if it's the exact same thing, different cover artists, no, I'm not going to put forth money on a game that I'll pick up, play with just him whenever he's available, and then it just sit there. That's a waste of money to me. So I mean, you can't be complacent, man. You gotta change it up. If you're a heavy Dark Souls and you know that type of Souls-like type player, but you've never played like let's just say God of War, step out of that box and play something else.
That's true.
If you're heavy into story, cinematic, right decision makings, but you've never played Dark Souls or you've never played, you know, anything else outside of that, step out of that box.
You know,
there's a whole new world out there, man.
You know, I was recently watching some GTA 6, you know, trailer reactions. I like to get people's different perspective on things, you know. I like to really go beyond my own thoughts and my own bubble. And I've kind of realized throughout the RP community as well, there's obviously people who, you know, played it for years, who, you know, they don't everything about Rockstar and GTA and the engine and stuff like that. But it also brought more eyes towards the casual scene again, because I've seen people who are really big, you know, not crazy, not XQC big, but they're pretty big in their own right of the RP community. And a lot of them, well, not a lot, but I'm gonna say like a good handful of them that are kind of big never even played the GTA stories ever. And a lot of them have given me, say like, you know GTA 5 is my first one. I was like, huh, what? And you like my age, like what? And so it's like when I see this, it's like, okay, I feel like at this point we all need to set a rule. I'm sorry, and I hate to do this, and it might seem a little cringe, but I feel like I have to say this shit. This has to be a known rule going on around the internet. If you play one set of games, if you play Call of Duty, Madden, FIFA, NBA 2K constantly, that's constantly in your rotation, that's the one you rack up the amount of hours in the most, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, please. For the love of God, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing these people's opinions, expressions about this shit. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. Look at that. Look at that. That's amazing. It's like, bro, it's a cutscene. It's rendered. It's not you doing it. No. No. And then try to go into like these wannabe fake ass deep intellectual type shit. Like, I swear to God, they sound smart to a dumb motherfucker. I swear to God, bro. it's painfully... It's painfully aware these people don't know what they're talking about, and they just are in their feelings. So I just feel like I have to go through this and say, if you only play one set of games, your opinion means less.
Yeah, and honestly, man, I feel that because at my wedding shower, one of my other boys, LB, I forgot what he mentioned to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the type of guy that's only kind of played Call of Duty. You know, yeah, he's got, you know, his favorite video game of all time is Sly Cooper, right? But for the majority of the time, it's been Call of Duty.
Right.
So I forgot what we were talking about, and he mentioned video games to me, and he tried to put me in my place, right? And I was like, bitch, I know you ain't talking, bitch. You ain't been on this planet long enough to tell me how video games are supposed to be. Like, don't tell me no shit like that. You ain't been on this planet long enough.
Let him know.
I was like, step out of your box, man. Like for me, like I have an open, wide library, man. I'll play whatever it is, right? Obviously, like for example, since we're on the topic of Baldur's Gate, I'm kind of saddened that it's never going to hit Game Pass, according to the boss.
Okay.
Right, which breaks my heart, right? Because I pay for Game Pass, so I don't want to go out and buy Baldur's Gate 3 full price. I'd rather just, you know, play it from Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I grew up to everything, man. I started with Nintendo. I started with, you know, when Nintendo had their Virtual Boy, you know, Sega's Dreamcast, Sega, Nintendo's old school joints. I never actually owned an original Xbox, which sucked, but I had friends who did, so I was still able to play them. And then it just led to PlayStation and then, you know, PC and stuff. But I mean, if you're one of those people, man, don't be complacent in the video game world. That's step out true. The box. And it's like Tez said, if you come to me and you said, oh man, I'm so excited for GTA 6. I really love 5 and that was my first GTA. Like, bitch, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Don't express so much emotion. Yeah, don't express so much emotion like you know it.
Yeah, don't expect me to dap you up like we cool for telling me that shit. Don't fucking dap me up for that shit.
Damn, bro. It's like, and just not, I'm not trying to horn on it, you know what I'm saying, too much, you know, but it's like, I remember back in the day of like, I was like on the PS2, it was just Grand Theft Auto, Rockstar. Yeah. It was a lot of that when I grew up on. So when I saw stuff that was like, turn-based, I was like, what the fuck is it? You know, I had that same mindset, but you know, I'm still a child, whatever. So,
yeah,
you know, when South Park, you know, Trey, Matt Stone, you know, they came together and made their own game and it was turn-based, it really hooked me. I think that was the hooker for me. No actual hooker, but you know, that's what hooked me into it. And I was like, oh shit, yo, these games can be actually fun. Oh damn, you know, but it's a South Park thing to it. So it has, you know, stuff like that can really, you know, hook you in and can really get you to play a lot of different other games. So what I'm saying is, if you're stuck in this old bubble that was like 2K, Call of Duty, Fortnite, or whatever, try something else. It may have your theme to it. You know, you might fuck around and like it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, with Tez is the only reason why I got into Fortnite, to be honest with you, because I never had played any Battle Royale game.
Really?
Before. Never. I've never played anything outside for like a Battle Royale type game. I had never played anything. And, you know, that's when Fortnite was booming because it had, you know, it had been still kind of fairly new at the time when I was kind of seeing people play it.
Mm-hmm.
But it never interested me because I didn't see myself playing that type of game. And then because of Tez, right, when he was like, hey man, you know, when I walked into Tez's stream one time, he was playing Fortnite, and I forgot what season was it was when your Poom Poom came out.
I have no idea, bro. It's been too many goddamn seasons.
So when I walked into Tez's stream, you know, he was, you know, he told me, he's like, hey Kiara, have you ever played Fortnite? And I told him, no, honestly, it's not a type of game that I probably like. And he was like, well, you should download it. You know, we can hop into a couple of games. Maybe you'll like it. And so I did. And since then, honestly, Fortnite has been my go-to. I did play Apex a little bit with Duke. I played with Partois and everything like that. But after a while, I wasn't feeling the same vibe I did with Fort like I did with Apex. Like, I wasn't feeling it with Apex.
Mm.
So I tried stepping out of the whole Fortnite thing. I've never given Battlegrounds an opportunity, but I've seen people play it. I don't know if I'll ever play it. There is another one, The Finals, that I do want to play. I wouldn't say it's like beyond Battle Royale, but I mean, it still kind of has like a different texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I mean, just don't be complacent. If you're used to the Call of Duty grind or the Battlefield, or you know, your main thing is like just shooting games and you don't want to play like an action adventure type game with story, or you know, if you're not into horror because you've been, you know, so complacent with action and adventure, just test it out, man. You never know. And Bandit's one of those people too, you know. She had never gotten into Fortnite. I got her into Fortnite. She fell in love with Until Dawn, so she's been wide on all those super massive games and everything like that, which is amazing because she loves those type of games. But she herself plays different types of games. If they're for her, she'll like them. If they're not, then she'll never touch them again. Sure. But I mean, she does open her category a little bit, you know. And you're right, Tez, because I mean, that's how I was. You know, I grew up to, of course, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, and all that other stuff. So I had never played any of the God of War franchise ever, right? And so when the PS3 had dropped, obviously the PS3 was hard to find, and God of War 3 had just released on the PS3. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly the only reason why we had gone above and beyond to try to find one. And when we played God of War 3, I fell in love with that style of gameplay, and I fell in love with the franchise. But you kind of jump from, you know, Crash, Banjo, Spyro, you know, all those other stuff, like, and it really you really do find games that you enjoy, and you hope that it becomes a franchise, or you hope that, you know, the developments on those type of games continue. But you gotta step out of the box, Tez.
That's 100% true. And I'm gonna tell you this right here, right now, bro. You know, you need more friends too. If you're out there, if you need friends, get some friends, because, you know, everybody can't have me around like that, putting people on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit, hit us up, man. We available. You know, if you want to play, you know, some, you know, let me know.
Depending if you're cool or not. If you're cool, then, you know, I might fuck with you.
Yeah, but if you're lame, then if you just whack and like, just don't.
If you the type of motherfucker to pour the milk before the cereal, I can't fuck with you, my guy. I can't.
If you come into my DMs asking me if I'd ever play Call of Duty on mobile, delete my number, block me on Twitter, don't ever reach out to me.
Yo, let me tell you, if you the type of motherfucker to actually use the right analog stick to fight in Tekken, you deserve to be put under the jail. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's got to be said. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But yeah, a lot of casuals. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? But moving on to the next topic. You know, this is one of our dear friends that we, you know, we seen the writing on the wall, but this is something that we all knew was going to happen eventually. Got to put down our old friend, you know, put him down and bury him today. So apparently E3 is officially from themselves. It's gone. Man. Dead and gone. That T.I. and Justin. That was my shit. It's over. It's wraps. Close curtains. You got anything to say at the eulogy?
Oh, man. Let me. So, you know, when I first found out about E3 was because of Dashy XP, right? I ran into, you know, because I was on a binge, right? Of course, my friend Joe was the one that, you know, he used to piss me off a lot, right? Because, you know, I used to hang out with him and I would wear my hats backwards, right? I would just do all that stuff and whatever. And he would always tell me, like, man, you remind me of Dashy, man. You look like Dashy. I didn't know who the fuck this dude was. And I was always telling him, like, bitch, stop fucking telling me that.
Are you serious? I was like,
I don't know if that's an insult. I don't know what you're trying to tell me, man. But leave me alone, right? And he was like, bro, just check him out. Check out a video. So I did. I saw some of his funny ones. I thought he was cool. I thought he was chill. But then I didn't know he had other channels, right? So I clicked on, I think it's XP2, where he does his vlogs, right? When he used to do vlogs. And I ran into his E3 shit. And I was like, yo, this shit's fucking dope. But then I started thinking, I was like, well, I mean, is it an event that you can go to? Like, it's open to the public, or what is it? And this is when E3 was only invites only. Bro, it was to a point where I had sent the ESA a fucking email.
What?
As to how to attend E3, right? Because I truly wanted to go. Like, I was at a desperate level where I wanted that information, right? Because it wasn't just Dashy, you know. I was seeing a lot of other YouTubers going. I was constantly, like, just running into other people's points of views. in their vlogs at E3, and I was like, bro, I have to fucking get there. And so, you know, obviously they had emailed me back and they were like, hey, you know, we're really thankful that you're interested in attending E3, but they were like, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's not open to the public. You know, yeah, there's a lot of YouTubers that, you know, do go to the event and everything, but they're invited by the companies that are attending, whether it's Bandai, whether it's Nintendo, whether it's, you know, a bunch of other companies that they're represented by, right? So they get those invites only. And I was like, fuck. So it put me in a position to say, you know what? I'm going to do my best to try to do a YouTube channel. Because I wanted to be invited to E3, right? So obviously a couple of years passed and E3 announced that they were opening it to the public. And I said, oh shit, done deal. I'm there. First fucking year, I'm there. I don't give a fuck what I have to do. I'm going to go. Straight up. Told my brother about it. I told my boy Michael about it. And they were, all three of them were on board. I was like, oh yeah, we going 100%.
Okay.
Right. So having that experience, right, to those who are listening, obviously Tez, you know, E3, you know, outside of the negativity that people brought up upon with, you know, the whole lines and everything, because I mean, I'll be honest with you, the lines were ridiculous, right? But it's the experience of being in a convention center that's just built around video games. That it's just like when you walk in that atmosphere, you see everybody in their video game t-shirts, you see people playing games, you're hearing the big fucking screen TVs playing trailers that the companies recently just fucking announced. You know, like it's a fucking experience that was just everything to me for the first year that I went. And you know, the second year that I went, again, I had to be there. Like, I wanted to go consecutively as much as I could. As much as I could, I just wanted to go consecutively because, you know, you were taking home little goodie stuff from, like, the companies, whether it was, like, Razer showing off stuff. They'd give you stickers or cups or whatever the fuck it was. And it was just, it was amazing. And so, and, you know, obviously I was able to meet, you know, I was able to meet my boy CK, Mars. I got to meet JD Witherspoon. I got to meet Dashy Bort. I met Jesse from Prank vs. Prank. I met Lamar Wilson.
Damn.
You know, I saw Corey Kenshin once, but I didn't get to actually see him.
You actually got in contact with him? Hook us up, right?
but I mean, like if you just kind of get away from the whole line situation, man, like that's a hardcore gamer's fucking heaven, bro. And first of all, it started with PlayStation Experience. When I found out that E3 was just invite only and PlayStation was doing their little, you know, their little event type stuff when I first heard about it being done in Vegas, right, for their first year. And then when I found out that they were holding it again in Anaheim, California, which was a little bit better for me, and then the time of year that they were doing it was perfect, right? That was my first ever, like, E3 experience, but only dedicated to PlayStation, which made me fucking, like, really hope and pray that I would ever go to E3 in my lifetime. And so, you know, and throughout the time period, you know, meeting Bandit and her love for video games, I wanted her to experience that. Like, I would always tell her, like, we're going to E3, we're going to E3. But then when you start seeing the companies kind of roll out, you know, first it starts with PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Then after PlayStation, it starts with Xbox. And then after Xbox, other companies start dropping out, and then it's Nintendo. And you're kind of like, fuck, E3 is not going to happen, right? And obviously, it all started with the pandemic. The pandemic was the main reason why all of these companies were dropping out, right? And of course, the public and all that other stuff, it wasn't there anymore, right? But now, you look at it, PlayStation has their stuff. Xbox has their showcase. Nintendo does their Direct, right? You start seeing things pop up on YouTube from games that are hitting PC. You start seeing things that are, you know, just random trailers here and there, and it catches you off guard. So eventually E3 was kind of like getting to the point where, like, well, I mean, if PlayStation's doing their own thing, if Nintendo, Xbox, if all three of them are doing their own thing, what's the point of us having our stuff, right? But it breaks my heart because that's something that I probably will never get to experience with Bandit, but you never know, right? obviously they're calling it the end for after 30 years of E3, right? But, you know, with hopes, right? You got to keep your hopes a little bit. They might come out of the shadows and be like, hey, guess what? You know, like maybe a couple years down the road, right? Maybe take a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. But it's heartbreaking, man. It was bad, man. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
I just want to ask, before I go, you know, on my little take on it, I just want to know, is there any like weird stories you got like when you went out there like to LA? Because it wasn't like in LA, right?
Yeah, it was a convention center next to the Lakers Stadium, right. Staples Center.
Any weird stories out there? Like any weird encounters?
You know what? No, but you know when my dad attended it with us, but he didn't go in. Like he just kind of did his own thing when me and my brother would be in the convention center. He would kind of just like walk around the Staples Center. He would walk by the little like shops that were around the area, and what really intrigued him was like, you know, obviously when there's an event going on in LA, there's these group of people that have their own little hot dog stands, right? Okay. And they cook them bitches right in front of you. They throw the onions, they throw everything on their fucking stoves there, right?
Damn.
But see, I guess it's illegal to do that in front of the event or in the vicinity of where the event's being held, that security and even police would like try to catch these guys. But they were so fucking clean with it, Tez, that they had their own walkie-talkies and they would communicate with each other.
What?
Right. Yeah, they would communicate with each other, right? They would be cooking up the hot dogs and they'd kind of like have that one individual kind of scoping the area to say, hey, they're on their way. Like,
oh,
and these fuckers would dip. And I mean, they would get everything like back to like they put all their utensils, they would put the onions, they would put everything away and they'd be gone. And you wouldn't see them for like a good 10 to 15 minutes. And then when the coast was clear, these bitches would just roll back out.
Bro, what?
Go straight back to business selling their hot dogs. But the crazy thing is they were making money, because I'll be honest with you, the food that E3 had to offer, obviously, right? I mean, down the street, a little bit past the Staples Center, there's the Microsoft Theater, right? Where the video game awards are held. In that area, they have restaurants. They have one called Smash Burger. They have like a Japanese restaurant. They have a bunch of good food. But if it's like afternoon, like 12-ish, and you kind of just want to snack on something, E3's food, what they were offering on the inside of Convention Center, wasn't appealing. There was no appetite there, because I, me and my brother were like, hey, well, let's eat here, because it smelled good. But then when you saw it, you were like, I don't think I want to eat it, right? But these people were making fucking money, and the people attending the event, and even people just walking by minding their own business, were looking for these guys because they were hungry. Damn. Bro, even some of the fucking developers were buying from these guys because they were all in the like craving hot dogs or whatever else they were selling there. Like, I think they were selling burgers too, but they were freshly made.
Oh no, that's
like, right in front of you.
That's clout. No, that's crazy to hear that these motherfuckers had like a. You remember that scene from Training Day when the two cops was coming into the projects and they had that motherfucker on the roof just. And that motherfucker clapping up there? Like, that's literally. What the fuck? Yo, it's that deep for them dogs, for them glizzies out there?
Bro, they were. But they were just trying to make a living, man.
Yeah, I got
but,
it. Yes.
And honestly, it was cheap. It was cheap. They weren't even asking for a lot of money. I think it was like $5.
Damn.
$5. But security was trying to be so tight on it, but they had that one person that would radio everybody and be like, hey, they're on their way. And these motherfuckers would be like, boom, boom, put the hot dog together, here you go. And then they would start putting their stuff away. And they would obviously apologize to the people that were next in line. They'd be like, oh, we gotta go. And they would put all their stuff away and they'd zip. And they'd be gone and you wouldn't see them.
Damn.
Right? And it's like they had their own little like hiding area. And then when the coast was clear, these motherfuckers would just roll back up and start business again.
These motherfuckers built a whole fucking community surrounded by glizzies. I support it.
Bro.
I support it. That shit crazy.
And my dad would just sit back and he'd be like, look, 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 there they go. I'd be like, are you really entertained by this? He's like, hey, these fuckers are good. Like, they have their own little operation going. And I was like,
they be moving, boy.
Bro, they were fucking, like, watching like a fucking, like a fucking... like a TV show of like extreme fucking situations out on the street.
Bro, I will watch a fucking soap opera. That shit. Imagine shit in a soap opera.
I would.
Like one of the dudes go home, and you know he got a wife, and he's like, so what, you just gonna risk your life? What are these glizzies? If you got a kid at home, you gonna risk your life getting arrested? Some of these glizzies. Yo, I will watch the fuck out of that shit. Holy shit.
Yep. I would too, man. Could you imagine you coming in like, hey, what's up, man? What episode we on? Hey, man, these guys are out here in the airport in Denver, bro. They almost got caught. Like, what the fuck? You know? But that, and then honestly, outside of that, man, really, really nothing. As a matter of fact, right, and it was funny because my brother talks about it a lot. Mm. We were watching, this is when the PS4 Pro had just dropped and they were kind of like showcasing its 4K compatibility, right? Mm. And we were in line, I forgot what we were in line for, and there was a guy in front of us and then a gentleman in front of us too, like an older gentleman. And me and my brother were looking at the gameplay of Horizon Zero Dawn on the TV, right? And it looked incredible at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so the guy that was in front of us was hearing my brother's conversation, and then we were talking and everything, and then there was a man in front of us, and me and my brother had no clue who it was, and we were just talking, him and I and whatever, and the guy was literally really close, right? And then this random dude comes up to us and he goes, man, do you guys know who you guys were standing in front of? And I was kind of looking at my brother like, no. And he was like, oh man, I forgot his fucking name, but he was like, he was the guy that created Crash Bandicoot, this and this and that. And we were like, what the fuck? And fuck? he was literally fucking like taking pictures with people. But I didn't know who it was, and I didn't want to just be like that type of guy, like, oh yeah, can I get a picture? Like, I don't even know who you are, but can I do it? You know, so like me and my brother were like just kind of chilling and everything. We saw, you know who we did see? Mm, we saw, and rest in peace Mini-Me. Mm. We saw him chilling. I saw a football player. I saw a basketball player. Honestly, man, it was a great experience, man. Like, it was a lot of people, so it was kind of hard to, like, pay attention to what the fuck was going on. But honestly, that whole hot dog stand thing was probably, like, the craziest shit I had ever seen at any event. Because it was like a full-blown operation, bro. Operation Glizzy, bro. That's what I'm going to call it, bro.
Yeah, that shit be fucking fine. But look, besides all the Glizzy talk, and, you know, the meeting the creator of Crash Bandicoot, that shit is crazy as fuck. I ain't going to lie. See if you can follow me on Twitter. Anyway, me personally, I kind of been knew this shit was going to happen. And honest to God, like you said, it wasn't even like, you know, E3's own technical, you know, fault, whatever. It's not really, but it's kind of is a little bit. But let me go back. COVID obviously was this big hinder. You know, no people coming, then the show. What's the point of even having it? Shut down. So, you know, when things start to slowly get back into the normal routine, you know, summer coming around. We're having an E3, and then it turns out there's this big data breach, a big data breach. A lot of companies' personal information got took. We don't know if there's anything that valuable, but it was stuff that was getting taken, you know, personal data, whatever. And, you know, it was kind of like this big whole thing. That was a second blow. At that point, I think I even said at the podcast. I think we had a podcast around that time. I said this might be the end for E3. You know, that first one was already a damage hit, but the second one was like, ooh. Ooh, that wanted to bring you down to your knees. So I knew at that point it was over. I knew E3 was going to be over sooner or later, because I'm gonna be real with you, a lot of people were just getting their news from Twitter, getting the gaming news from Twitter, Instagram, wherever. They kind of stopped getting interested in E3. It was just the evolution of things. You know, of course, things that were used to be really popular, people used to show up to, it's gonna stop at some point. So I kind of knew at some point it was gonna stop, but I didn't know this quickly, and that data breach really put the final nail in there, and it's just kind of been on ice, kind of like our next topic that we're gonna slide into in a minute. And then this is just the final blow. It's the final blow, and honestly, I'm not that upset. I'm a little bit. I kind of want to go, But at the same time, I keep hearing, like, of course, like you say, you know, all the lines and the heat and da 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 da. You know, yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I guess I will have to go there one time. I know the trip would have been expensive as fuck. But, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like something I would have to experience personally.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, they have other things like BlizzCon and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible to go to like an E3, quote unquote, type thing, you know. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I saw it coming. Like, when you start seeing the companies start backing out and stuff, you know, and obviously with them holding their own type of conferences and stuff, like it was kind of bound to happen. It was bound to happen to not, you know, see it in a theater and whatnot. I mean, but again, like watching it, you know, because obviously you and I have covered our own, you know, PlayStation things. We've seen, you know, Xbox do their stuff. We've seen, you know, Nintendo do their stuff as well. And we've covered like the directs and we've talked about it on live and stuff. But I mean, rest in peace, E3. I hope you come back.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit used to be lit back in the day when they announced the Xbox original and The Rock came out. Yep. That motherfucker had an eyebrow thing going on. Woo, boy. I didn't even know what the Xbox was, but I was like, yeah, I gotta have it. And The Rock said it was cool, so I wanted it. I mean, yeah, so, you know, RIP to not Xbox. Look at that. RIP to E3. You know, you will be missed. You was one of our closest friends, but now we're gonna remember you as more of the friend that was more of the acquaintances, you know. Kind of, you know, thing going on. But other things that have passed this week, you know, passed away. It will have to be this Last of Us Factions 2. It just got earlier today, saying that shit got canceled. Been development for like 3 years from Naughty Dog. It was supposed to be something like the first one, but expanded or something like that. They say it was gonna be a lot of stuff in this one. It's gonna be a lot different than just running around shooting each other like the last one, or even the Uncharted 4 one. You know, that was cool, but they wanted to expand it. But then apparently Bungie was like, you know, oh, you know, we're gonna look over and, you know, see what you guys are doing, see if you guys are on the right track. They said, hell no. Y'all don't know what y'all doing in here, bro. Y'all need to redo this and go back to the drawing board and see what y'all can do with that. Look, you know, I don't know what they were saying, but they said it wasn't it. And funny enough, because look at what happened to Bungie now. They can't seem to find it either, but whatever. So it just was like a lot of problems with this game. And then it got put on ice. And then now it's over. It's just, they pulled a plug on it. Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of mismanagement going on over there. You know, we're seeing a lot of more re-releases, not re-releases, but like remasters and shit, you know, going on over there than actual games or any new thing coming out of there. You know, anything recently these past 4 or 5 years, but it seems like there's a lot of mismanagement going on. It just doesn't seem like they can get anything off the ground officially, especially with this move towards the more live service. What do you think, Chaotic? What do you think?
I was never really looking forward to the multiplayer in terms of The Last of Us, to be honest with you, man. I never really was interested. It's kind of like how I never really cared much for the multiplayer that they had to offer for Uncharted, right? I mean, it wasn't appealing to me. It was fun to play because that is one of the things that I played it at E3 was the multiplayer for Uncharted 4 when it was really dropping and whatnot, but it was fun, but it wasn't appealing to me. So I kind of took it as, you know, The Last of Us was probably going to be the same and everything like that. But I was like, that's something I was really looking forward to or kind of like expecting or, you know, hoping for or whatever, desperately wanting to see some type of news on it. But yeah, it was what it is, man. I mean, you ain't got it. You ain't got it. Time to move on.
That's true. I don't know. I wasn't really looking forward to it, honestly. Like, the first one was cool, you know, it was all right for its time, and of course, Uncharted 4 had the same thing going on, you know, it's the main characters you play as, but, you know, it was cool for what they had, and honestly, it just seems like, I think PlayStation does need to, again, diversify their games or whatever. This multiplayer would have at least thrown some out there to be like, you know, oh, you know, we could do different things, but, I don't know, I was kind of looking forward to what they could do.
I think multiplayer would have been cool if they would have said like, yeah, you know, we're gonna have like co-op, somebody take control of a valley or, you know, stuff like that. I would have been cool with that, but like a whole like multiplayer like against other people, I wasn't really caring much for it.
I feel it. I'm hoping we get something from Naughty Dog, something like a new title. Honestly, I want them to stop focusing on The Last of Us. You know, don't just rush to the third one. Just give us something new. Yeah, that's all I really gotta say on it. Anything else you wanna say before we go?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. So I don't know if you even know this week, but Insomniac got hacked, and some information came out about the Wolverine game. I'm seeing it through here on Discord. It's really hard to see because it's from a tweet of a tweet.
What the fuck?
That got taken down. I know. Okay. But follow me. Okay. What you see here, kind of right in the middle, is basically an image from the actual game. Mm-hmm. And from reports are saying, from this data leak, that the hacker is saying that it's going to play kind of like God of War in a little bit of the previous like Wolverine games. So maybe it's going to be having like some like the same fighting mechanics as God of War, where you can kind of juggle your enemies in the air a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Kind of like that style of gameplay. And just seeing this, because I was kind of worried about, is it going to be violent? Is it going to have gore in it, you know? And with this leak, I'm just going off how it looks, but how just the images look, it looks a little bleak, you know, not too happy, colorful, sunshine, rainbow, but it looks a little bleak. So I'm just trying to put this out here, like maybe we're really looking at a mature Wolverine game. But I know it's hard to, you know, get your whole opinion off of like what, one image.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to see what you got, what you think on this.
No, I mean it does look a little bleak, right? Looks like, you know, well, it does need a little color. Wolverine kind of looking a little pale by his arms, looking a little ashy, like he ain't got no lotion going on there. But
right.
I mean, honestly, I would hope that it is violent, like the Wolverine game we got back in the day. It would be cool. I mean, it looks cool. It looks like you can what is he wearing? Like, it looks like he's wearing his comic book style, like mask, doesn't it look mm-hmm. like the little ear and whatnot, so that looks cool. I mean, hopefully they'll have like different costume changes and stuff, but I really am hoping that it is a rated M for mature type game. That's honestly all I can really hope for in terms of this game, because I mean if it is a gaming style of God of War, which would be great as well, juggling and everything like that, I just hope it's a great game. Not kind of something like, you know, well, you know, we made Spider-Man, let's try to throw another superhero in the mix, and let's try to replicate what we did with Spider-Man. You know, like I wanted to be fresh, out of the box, but good. If that makes sense.
I'm honest to God, I just want it to be really kind of gory. You know, I don't want it to be. I don't. What was that? The other Marvel game that had Wolverine in it. Was it Midnight something? Midnight whatever.
Yeah, Midnight. Midnight. Suns.
Yeah. That game. I feel like that wasn't just gory enough. I feel like it wasn't maybe toned, like make it take it. I just feel like it didn't have a tone to make it take it, maybe take it seriously. There we go. So I'm trying to get it out there. like it just seems like this one is going to be aiming more towards that way, which is good. And honestly, I really do hope Insomniac really gets the tone of Logan himself, because it's like it's just like a Logan game, you know, it's just him. And yeah, that's it. I just want to get, you know, everybody's opinion.
Yeah, and I would like to see some cameos from other superheroes in the game, you know. But hopefully, man, only time can tell. We don't have like any information on this game at all, right? Just outside of this and the trailer we got.
No, that's about it. Keeping it wraps. That's it, right?
Fuckers.
Well, I mean, shit, at least they're still going, man. At least they're still making games out here.
Yeah.
Unlike the studio Fantastic, who delivered that dog shit game the day before, who just apparently shut the fuck down. Did you Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I did, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you go ahead and start first. What do you gotta say about
this? Well, I mean, this is why I tell you, man. If when you have a company that was really hoping for the best out of a game that they spent, what, 5 years on?
Mm-hmm.
5 years in development, and what you dropped was just complete shit. In IGN terms, you got a one. A fucking one in IGN terms. Whether the money was there or not, because let's be honest, you did have people purchase the game. Right? You did have people that said, you know what, I'm not gonna listen to reviews, I'ma try it myself. Don't know if they liked it. Don't really care. But from the reviews that we got from Steam, they were just horrible. It was overwhelmingly negative. That's what Steam had you under and still has you under. Right?
True.
But the fact that you gave up and said, you know what, we calling it quits. Fuck this shit. Just tells me that you did not really care and truly did not put any ounce of love into the day before. Because if you truly wanted your game to hit differently, even though it had the same style as The Division, right, just with zombies,
you would have gone
above and beyond. And it's like I used to tell Tez a lot, like we've always used to talk about when it comes to delays. If you have to delay a game for a year or two years to make sure that what you're making is on spot and spot on to where people are going to want to play it, and it doesn't have overwhelmingly negative reviews, go ahead, take that chance, go for it, right? But for me, kind of reverting back to a Cyberpunk, right? They did not give up on Cyberpunk, right? I smacked the shit out of my mic. they didn't give up on Cyberpunk.
Right.
They took everybody's criticism. They saw what people were experiencing and they said, you know what, we gotta make this shit better. We gotta give what we had everybody expecting. Took a while, but they got it done. They even won an award for it. I don't know how they won the ongoing. I don't know how they won best ongoing, but they did.
That's a whole nother conversation.
They fixed their game, right? Because they saw all the people that were complaining about, you know, the glitches, the falling through the map, the T poses on motorcycles.
Oof.
Right? They saw everything. But they said, you know what, we're not gonna just fold. We're not gonna give up on our game. We're very proud of our game and we're gonna push no matter what the expenses are. And they fix it. But when you go to the day before, instead of saying, you know what, we hear you loud and clear, we're gonna start working on fixing this shit. They said, fuck it, let's fold. Let's pack up our shit, let's leave. I can't be in my grandmother's basement that long anymore. Let's just get our stuff and let's leave. We'll go stay at a hotel, we'll go our separate ways from there. You gave up. That's ass, bro. You don't give up.
You know,
I was excited for it, man.
Was he really?
Bro, Tez, I know you ain't talking, bro, because when I click on the game, it said friends that want this, and your bitch ass is on that list.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to see what the fuck it's about. Because I seen the trade. Are you done? Because I'm
Yeah, go for it. Go ahead.
Because what I'm about to say is going to be something that I find really funny. Because ever since that first trailer, I figured something was fishy about it. Like, I've seen a lot of streamers talk about it, like, oh man, I can't wait. And you know, you see this game, you seen the original trailer, it was very well put together. It was very scripted. I was sitting here going, why are they sitting here talking like they're supposed to be on Discord? Why are they communicating like this is like, you know, I'm saying, and I'm just like, why is it like, you know, painted this way?
This is pretty
weird. But I kept going. I was like, oh, okay. You know, it's supposed to have this, supposed to, okay, and it does look kind of good. Okay. All right. I don't know what it is, but I couldn't put my finger on it. So I went ahead and wishlisted because I wanted to see what else is going to be there. All throughout, what, these past couple years now or year and a half that it was first released or not first, first announced?
Announced, yeah.
It was nothing else shown that was like the first trailer. nothing. And then after a while, you know, NVIDIA started, you know, partnering them. You know, oh, play the game with all the ray tracing and da-da-da-da. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that makes them official.
Yeah.
And after a while, I started seeing articles saying, yeah, this game is a fake game. Yeah, this game is looking not real. And then that's when I'm like, okay, so it's not just me. I'm sitting here like, okay, so there is maybe something fishy going on here.
Yeah.
Then another trailer release, because everybody was like talking like, oh, is this a real game? You know, this they're saying this and this and this, that we ain't ever heard pretty much of that. And then they released a trailer. And in this trailer, I was like, okay, yeah, I see what this is about. And it was that one fucking trailer. If I can, I ain't gonna dig through this shit. But it was a one trailer they released, and it was trying like to basically prove like, this is a real game. And then I'm saying like, this is like PUBG. This shit looks like legit PUBG, bro. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
And that's my I said to myself, I'm like, no, I'm not getting this shit. I forgot to take it off my fucking wish list because I was interested a little bit, but I was like, there's something wrong with this. I don't know. And I'm so glad that I was right. I'm so glad I didn't spend my money or any kind of way to even get this game because I was.
The fact is though is that when you kind of go deeper into the discussion of the day before,
mm-hmm.
they stole everything from The Division. When you were talking about like their trailer and you were like, well, it seems kind of scripted. Why are they talking like that? The Division did that the first time when they showed gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
When they first showed gameplay of The Division, you had people going, okay, yeah, they're gonna be at the top left. Copy. And you're kind of like, bitch, nobody talks like that in Discord, bro. Nobody talks like that. Nobody announces shit like that. When we play games, Tez, and I tell you this, I'm like, bitch, to your fucking left. I tell you, or I pinpoint where the fuck it's at, and I cuss at you.
Yep,
but nobody
up there,
talks.
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, nobody fucking talks in like a professional fucking deputy voice. Oh yeah, there's a 65 South. You got a sniper. Top window. Try to take him out.
They got a hot dog in your bogey.
You know what I would have done? I would have kicked you out of my fucking Discord if you would have tried to speak to me like that. If you came to me and I was like, yo, where's this dude at? And you're like, oh, top left, 65 meters. Southwest. Top roof. Third building. I would have been like, bitch, get the fuck off my shit. Boom. Kick. Can somebody else tell me where the fuck this dude is at?
Yo.
Like, I was like you, man. I was like, you know what? This does look interesting. It gives me the vibes of The Division, which is the only reason why. The only reason why I was interested in it because it gave me that vibe. And I wanted to try it out with the idea of zombies because every time that I would play The Division or the Division 2, I always pictured in my head, like, what if they did like a zombie version of The Division where it's in an open world city that we know, obviously, with The Division being in New York and then the second one being, you know, lower parts of Manhattan, right? Or in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that. So when the game came out, I was like, you know what? This is interesting. But then, you know, I kind of lost track of it. And then when you brought it up, the podcast that we talked about it, I didn't even know that bitch had released. Yeah. But, I mean, it sucks to know that they kind of just gave up.
Bruh, let me tell you this, man. After seeing the gameplay from on YouTube and shit like that, bro, I came to my conclusion. It was 100%, 1,000,000% a scam. Yeah. What they did, they basically just sat
here. They Ubisoft
it. Well, I won't even say that, honestly. It's way worse. Like, this honestly is on the same level as a lot of these NFT rug pulls, these crypto rug pulls. This is something that... You know, remember when the whole Matrix, you know, Unreal Engine 5 thing was going on? People was playtesting and shit like that, and it was showing off the engine. This is basically that. But, hold on. Let me not say that, because I don't want people to get misunderstood. What I'm saying is, that engine is, you know, a lot of these engines are getting a lot more friendlier when it comes to new people who want to be developers. So it's a lot easier to use these tools to make games. You know, as simplistic as they are, you can still make games with them. I think what a lot of these people, what a lot of these scammers are going to do, they're going to take those tools, create these bullshit games, and they're going to pump it up. Oh yeah, this is the next, like they did with that one. And they're going to take everybody's money, and they used to do this shit, but it was at a smaller scale. It was what is it? they're basically like GoFundMe. That's what it is. They use GoFundMe and Kickstarter and stuff like that. Okay. You know, they used to do that shit, but now it's like more of at a bigger scale, like these NFT, you know, rug pulls. They pump it up, pump until at the very end they pull out. Everybody's money's gone. Every investor, all the money is gone. They didn't know where to be found until the police found them, and then they're gonna get processed. They're gonna get charged. I think this is what's going to be happening more and more as the year go on.
And I mean, it's kind of like how we felt with Wukong, where we were seeing gameplay, we were seeing how fucking incredible it looked. You know, BU, Duke, and everywhere, we were like, I mean, is this even a real game? Like, are we being fucking bamboozled right now?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that company said, nah, y'all think we fake. Here you go. You know? But it sucks, you know? I mean, it sucks to see a company who, again, according to them, working on a game for 5 years, you know, drop what they did and try to really, try to scam people that don't know their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just like the Sonic movie, man. Just like the Sonic movie. You guys thought that we're going to be like, oh, you know what? This version of Sonic. That bitch, you better get that crackheaded ass fucking hedgehog off my screen and fix it.
You know what's funny? I've heard some word from some people, you know, supposedly was around this person. It was made by one person, and they had supposedly made it the day before it was supposed to be released.
Really?
That game, have you seen gameplay for this shit, bro? It is so god awful. It is.
I did actually. I did see something. I was like, yeah, this is horrible.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you know what the crazy thing is, though, bro? Is that it's to the point where, like, streamers now, they use the game and they're like really trying their best to get people to like understand that they should have given it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I've ran into so many like people that go live on TikTok playing the game, and they pause the game and they kind of give their honest review, and they're like, honestly, man, you know, negativity killed this game. And I'm thinking like, no, bitch, scamming killed this fucking game. There is nothing. I mean, you can't sit here and tell me it's worth the $39 fucking note. There's no way in hell. I would rather them drop the Nokia version of fucking Snake for $39 on fucking Steam, and I'd spend my money on that.
I'd rather get robbed than spend that money on that bullshit. You kidding me?
Yeah, it is what it is. But I mean, shout out to the gaming community for understanding. Like, you know what? We're not stupid. Like, we're not stupid.
Oh, some people are. Some people are.
Yeah, some people are. I'm talking to one right now, but I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, so my last topic is for Blade, actually. Arkane Studios had dropped some concept arts. Okay. I'm seeing a link here. And just looking at some of this, obviously it's concept, so it's not what the real thing is going to look like, but it gives a tone.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's... I can't lie, I like the way they're going with this a little bit. And maybe some people are going to be like, oh, no, I want to be more grittier, a little more realistic. But honestly, I think now my nerves are a bit more settled. Because I see where they're going for. It gives off vampire-ish vibes, but with Blade, it's going to be even more cool. This is, you know, karate and stuff like that. So
would you say it has the same... Looking at these pictures now, would you say it's got the same kind of, like, Sifu?
I was just about to say, it looks kind of like... I see somebody put up a mod video. Putting a blade in there. Yeah, so I hope it's something like that. Well, obviously guns and stuff like that with the sword. Yeah. If it's something like that, oh, take my money.
So you wouldn't mind if it was like Sifu, like the whole side perspective of the game, like a little kind of like that. Well, not side,
yeah,
but like the way it was made.
If it was something like that, where obviously it has the karate, but it also has guns and swords and shit like that. Oh my god, bro. That... Moist.
Okay.
I mean, look. It's definitely something that I'm definitely interested in now. Because at first I was like, you know, even though it's not the Arkane that made Redfall, it's, you know, it's still Arkane, but the Sonic 2, it was cool, but, you know. Yeah. So it's like in Deathloop, you know. But anyway, yeah, I just like this. It's in third person, so thank God it's not in first person.
Excited.
You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely something that I'm definitely looking forward to. This Blade
now
game.
Would you like it to be open world or identical to Sifu?
It would have to be open world, I feel like.
Open world.
I feel like stage level would kind of, it wouldn't restrict it too much, but I feel like it would kind of restrict it a little bit, because there's so much they can do with this thing, and so much they can, you know, pack this city with. They have so much. It has to be detailed. It can't feel like a Ubisoft game where it's like, oh, you know, we're just two guards here, and no, we're just standing here, and no, waiting to be killed. You know, it can't be something like that. It has to be some more tuned to, you know, this hard difficulty, but also make you look badass. It has to. So, fingers still crossed, but I still have a little more faith.
Yeah, honestly, I can see it being a banger though.
Right.
I can see it. It does look good. If it go with that concept style, absolutely, I'm with you.
Especially that Subway image.
If there's a collector's edition, just take my money right now.
Ooh, I didn't even think about the clips.
Give me a statue of Blade or, you know, something. By all means.
I'm looking at this image of the Subway one. And it reminds me of, like, the first movie and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit's gonna be great.
You know what I would like? If they came up with, like, some content where you can render fucking Wesley Snipes' voiceover in the game, that'd be sick. I'd be down for that. I ain't gonna lie.
You know Wesley ain't gonna be cheap though. You know that much.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But let's be honest. I mean, it's Wesley though. I mean, you gotta do it.
I mean, this is Xbox/Microsoft money. They could do it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Hell,
if you bought the rights to everything else, just buy the rights to fucking Wesley. Fuck it.
Hey, look, fuck the dialogue, fuck the voice lines. Go ahead and scan the model in. I want to feel like
that. Yeah, absolutely. Like, give him, you know, and again, like, interchangeable skins would be cool, like, where you could get a skin from his blade.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down for that, man. Damn, hey.
I want that box top ass haircut. That shit too clean. Anyway.
I want the scene where the cops shoot him and he goes, motherfucker, are you, you know, I want that in the game.
You know who I am? Come on. Well, that's all I got, man. You got any, anything you want
to
add?
So, I wanted to ask you, Tez.
Okay.
Because it's been a conversation that I've had with Bandit before. And it's nothing towards her, right? It's nothing like her point of view or anything, but it's in the sense of treating women in terms of video games differently than men. And so I'll give you an example, and I'm not going to say names here, but a while back, right, she was in a conversation with one of her friends about gaming, right? And this individual literally told her, well, what do you know about video games? You're a woman. You probably only played, I forgot what game he mentioned, right? And it truly pissed her off.
Mm.
And when she told me that, it kind of pissed me off too, because hearing that, like, being told, and it's not just women, it's guys too, you know, like when you're told, like, oh, you don't know much about video games. You only play this game and blah, 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 blah. But she, of course, she went at him and told him, like, well, you know what? You know, you're stupid because I grew up to Nintendo. Like, my dad raised me in a Nintendo house, so I grew up with the old school Nintendos. I grew up to the old school PlayStations. I grew up to the old school, you know, Segas and all that other stuff, right?
Right.
And so recently, she had another conversation with another friend of hers about the Portal. Obviously, she really loves the Portal just as much as I do. But, you know, she asked one of her friends, you know, do you ever see yourself getting it? He said, honestly, no, it's just a cash grab for Sony, right? Mm. So, you know, and it wasn't even like a heated exchange. Like, she understood his point of view and everything. She was like, well, you know, I like it. It's actually pretty cool. You know, me and my husband, we play it, this and this and this and that. He goes, yeah, well, of course you're going to like it. You're a female. You females only like handhelds.
That doesn't even make any sense. The fuck?
What the fuck does that mean? Like, what does that mean? And I just want to make it clear. It doesn't matter what gender you are. If you grew up to video games, you don't have to explain to anybody what you grew up on. If you consider yourself a video gamer where it's just, you know, you grew up on Pac-Man, or you grew up on, you know, Mega Man, or you grew up on Metroid, or whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter what the fuck gender you are, bro. And I think it pissed me off, and it, not just because it was said to her, but just in general. Like, I've never understood what, like, oh, well, you're just a girl. You don't know anything about games. some fucking women were actually raised in a video game house. Mm-hmm. Not every woman is raised on fucking Prada or fucking makeup or nails and stuff like that. And even if they were, they probably have a hint of video games. But at the end of the day, like, I want to get your take on the whole, like, oh, well, you're just a woman. You don't know this. And you only like handhelds and this and this and that.
So I know where that notion comes from. You know, a lot of times where dudes will ask, you know, girls like, oh, you play video games? And, you know, a lot of them will eventually, I'm assuming, you know, he says something like, oh, you probably want to play, you know, Mario and Princess, you know, it's a lot of Nintendo, you know, very casual type games. Nothing that's like Call of Duty or Mortal Kombat or anything like that, you know, more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, you know, he said probably said something like that. And I think it really does stem from, at the time years ago, that, you know, I'm just be real, this is just the statistics, girls did kind of have to play a little bit of catch up when it comes to a lot of dudes. And I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of women out there playing, when it comes to the public, there was a lot of women that did kind of play catch up a little bit when it comes to video games besides, you know, boys, because at the time in the 90s it was all about extreme ultra gore realistic graphics, you know, at the time realistic graphics at the time was like pixelated and shit, but you know, Mortal Kombat, bro, you know, all that shit really heavily pander to the boys out there. So, you know, statistically I can somewhat see it that way, but at the same time it's just ignorance at the same time, that really takes over to where they think, even in today, where they think, oh, you're just a girl, that's long gone, buddy, long gone. Lot of women out here playing, but a lot of women play more video games than me. Even it's so weird that nowadays, because it's like motherfucking CEOs are playing more video games than me, and I'm supposed to be the gamer. I'm supposed to be the motherfuckers who buy your product and play the product and keep playing the product. I said it on Twitter. I'm gonna hand it to Phil Spencer. That motherfucker is a CEO of $1 billion, about to be a $1 trillion company. He plays more games than me. I ain't afraid to say he's more of a gamer than me. He got it. I show my respect. He got it. You know what I mean? So it's not just, you know, boys, aka men, or just, you know, like some women, like everybody plays video games. Everybody is now. Your grandma plays video games. It's probably Pac-Man. Let her be. Everybody's gamers. But obviously there's people who are just more deep into it. You know, and that's what I was saying earlier. Like, if you're just not playing different games and, you know, you're playing the same game, shut up. It doesn't apply to here, but it applies to those people who think that they know everything. That's what I'm saying
earlier. Not to get it confused, you know, obviously, you know, what we were talking about earlier was just people who stay complacent and then try to give us like, well, you guys don't know video game type shit. Like, bitch, no, okay. Mm-hmm. Sit your simple ass down. That's our conversation from the beginning. But this one was more like, you know, well, you know, kind of just throwing like, well, you don't know video games because of your gender, whatever the fuck that case may be, but...
So,
because when she told me the whole handout thing, I was like, "What the fuck does that mean, bro? What does it mean?"
These motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck they talking about. They just have ignorance in their heart, like in their heart of heart, honest to God. Like, it's like, motherfucker, do you not remember the motherfucker? Was that Game Gear? Do you not remember the Game Gear, the PSP, bitch? I wanted to hear him like a motherfucker back then. GTA on the go, Tony Hawk on the go. Anyway, ignorance. Motherfuckers is dumb. They don't know what they're talking about, and they're just constantly in their feelings. That's all I got to say about that part, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. But I mean, outside of that, I really don't have anything else. I mean, I really want to dive deep in the whole Twitch situation, because again, that's just a fucking disaster.
Are you talking about the ban where they're allowing basically nudity?
The whole nudity shit, bro. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
You know what's wild? I don't know if it was before this new law or rule, whatever the fuck they want to call it. But I seen like this Korean Twitch streamer damn near naked on stream. And obviously she was getting views, but you know, she got banned for it. So I'm wondering, is this like that reaction to that? Was just that?
Well, it is that, because I think a lot of people really, I think they all ran into her channel. And I think because of the reaction was so heavy, even from top streamers, right? Mm-hmm. They all, of course, tagged Twitch, and I guess Twitch really started looking at like, oh shit, we gotta really kind of dumb it down. And I know they implied a new rule where, you know, artistic nudity was allowed, but they actually backtracked on that decision. So they literally said that no anime, no artistic nudity is allowed on Twitch platform. But it's sad that, you know, Twitch was mainly for people who were streaming, like, you know, their everyday lives, video games, actual paintings of art, you know, people who just kind of try to get on their day, man. And then you click and you got fucking, you know, women in a fucking hot tub, and, you know, you're like, bitch, what the fuck? I don't like that shit.
I seen a tweet from, what's his name? Asmongold. I seen a tweet from him that says that, you know, obviously what he was saying was a hot take, but he said that Twitch was never really for children. It was never like this safe space for children. Yeah. And, you know, he's kind of right at the same time, but this was like, at the time, this was like the first website, streaming website, that had rules. Like, it was rules that was very reasonable, that can obviously, you know, be watched by children. You know, obviously, you know, it's gonna be some streamers out here cursing a lot, but, you know, it was a place to where children can get introduced to streaming, because before then it was like, you know, one-off websites where you could see, you know, weirdly enough, like live death footage and shit like that. Like, yeah, it was like a whole lot of that back in the day. So this was like a lot of people's entry to live streaming. So I don't disagree with them, but I kind of do at the same time, so I'm kind of conflicted. But you know, Twitch is gonna turn to a more of a thottier place. It's weird. I don't really know what to say about that, honestly. It's
yeah, I'm just gonna go stream on Facebook, dude.
Facebook or YouTube, shit.
Fuck it. If I get copyrighted, fuck you.
Let us know down in the Q&A, and we'll put up a Q&A saying, hey, you gonna be streaming on Twitch on with all thoughts be playing or on Facebook. I'm gonna come back with a possibly what people are gonna be saying, and we're gonna talk about that, because I really want to get people's opinion on this shit.
Yeah,
that's about it. I don't have any other topics, so I guess we're gonna end this episode with this. Brush your teeth, drink your milk, and make sure you eat your vegetables, because, you know, Santa Claus be watching. You know what time it is, that time of the year. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Happy holidays, folks.
The holidays. Oh, and by the way, Tess.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of town this coming week. So if you got to find yourself a guest to do Friday's episode, if in fact you do Friday,
mm-hmm.
By all means, go ahead. If you want to do an episode yourself, or if you want to take a break, man, that's fine. But I am going to be... I'm going to be out just this week, so I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, shit. You going to, like, a relative's place?
No. Myself, Bandit, my mom, and my little niece, we're taking off to California to go to, like, Disney and all that stuff, just for Christmas and stuff.
Damn. Okay. Bring back a Mickey Mouse hat, though.
I got you. I'm going to get it embroidered.
Hey, I don't know what... Wait, is that what they, like, carve, like, some shit in there?
Yeah, like, they stitch it.
Yeah. I want to put a.
I'm gonna put Durag Crew on.
Yeah, I was gonna lead a Durag Crew. You know what I'm saying? Lives on. Marathon. All right, people. Peace out.